This episode of Intelligent Medicine is brought to you by Carlson Fish Oils. Fish oil provides the vital omega-3s, EPA and DHA, which support cardiovascular, brain and nerve, vision, immune system, joint, and skin health. Carlson ensures maximum freshness by managing their fish oils from sea to shelf. All Carlson fish oils are tested by an FDA-registered laboratory for freshness, potency, and purity, and they're available in soft gels and liquid form. For more information, go to carlsonlabs.com. Carlson fish oils are available at fine health food stores nationwide.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine, America's foremost program on health, medicine, and nutrition, featuring the latest on both conventional and alternative therapies. Now, here's Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman. We got lots to talk about today, and we invite you to participate in the program by calling us at this number, 877-726-8255. That's 877-726-TALK. And we'll get to phone calls in just a few moments. Later in the program, we're going to talk about how the bugs in your gut could make you weak in the knees, and how a probiotic, or rather a prebiotic, a supplement available at your local health food store, may alter the microbiome and reduce knee pain. Also, when you follow a gluten-free diet, is it really gluten-free? The results of a new study may shock you, and you've seen the headlines. Pasta is good for you, may help you lose weight, but let's look behind the headlines and check out who did those studies. 877-726-8255 is our number. And before we get to phone calls, I want to share with you a very, very important story. And it goes to the heart of this movement of intelligent medicine. We take the viewpoint that natural therapies are better than pharmaceutical quick fixes. That's one of the premises of this program. But invariably, people get sick and they need medication. So where's the happy medium? Well, there's some people who believe that a conspiracy is afoot. And I'm reading here from a popular website that promotes a book entitled Doctors Are Dangerous. Take control of your health and escape the sickness industry. And the idea behind this is that there is a vast conspiracy to keep us sick and dependent on medications at the very time that the food industry is feeding us foods that perpetuate our illness. So literally what they're saying here, and I'm quoting, at last, a no-holds-barred book that exposes the lies the food industry and drug manufacturing giants have been telling us for years and what you can do to lead an improved and healthier life. They say here, again I'm quoting, millions of people are suffering needlessly as a direct result of the food industry and the drug manufacturers' unconscionable zeal to earn hundreds of billions of dollars aided and abetted by scientists who've been paid handsomely to fudge, even falsify test results. So I have to say that I reject these claims. I don't think that there's a concerted conspiracy to keep us sick. It would be actually too crafty and too intelligent on the part of the pharmaceutical industry and the food industry. I don't think that anything is as monolithic as conspiracy theorists sometimes suspect. But there's a troubling new report that actually suggests that curing patients may not be a sustainable business model for the pharmaceutical industry. And I'm quoting here from a Goldman Sachs analysis. And that the title of the analysis is, and I kid you not, on April 10th, Goldman Sachs analysts wrote an article entitled, Is Curing Patients a Sustainable Business Model? And they say here, and I'm quoting, the potential to deliver one-shot cures is one of the most attractive aspects of gene therapy. That's a up-and-coming way that we have to fix medical conditions like diabetes and sickle cell disease and even cancer. And they say here, however, such treatments offer a very different outlook with regard to recurring revenue versus chronic therapies. While this proposition carries tremendous value for patients and society, it could represent a challenge for genome medicine, the developers who are looking for sustained cash flow. So what essentially they're saying in this article is that the big bucks in pharmaceutical drugs come from medications for chronic diseases like high blood pressure, diabetes drugs, drugs for stomach problems like those proton pump inhibitors, Nexium and Prilosec, statin drugs that you take for a lifetime to lower your cholesterol, osteoporosis drugs that you may take for years and decades. These are the medications, along with many others, things to, for example, treat overactive bladder, medications to treat erectile dysfunction, and so on. These are medications that provide recurrent dividends for the pharmaceutical industry. And a commentary on this article by an MD called, his name is Milton Packard, in MedPage Today, the title of this article is, "It's Official, Curing Patients is Bad for Business." And they quote the article that I just mentioned by the Goldman Sachs analysts. And they say the translation of that is, if you develop a new drug that cures people rapidly, then patients will not need to take the drug on an ongoing basis, and that limits the amount of money a company can make. So an example of which, drugs for hepatitis C. Now we have drugs that will literally cure hepatitis C. You don't have to take them for a lifetime. You can actually undergo a course of treatment lasting a few weeks, and you're cured. Game over. You don't need the medication anymore. And so one of the ways that they can monetize that, either you have a relatively cheap drug that you take for a lifetime, taking a statin drug, for example, may cost you a few hundred or perhaps a couple of $1,000s a year, but taken over a lifetime, that could provide huge revenues for the pharmaceutical industry. But when you cure a disease rapidly, another way of making money is to charge a lot. You're only going to be taking it for a few weeks. But Harvoni, a medication used to treat hepatitis C, a 12-week course in the U.S. costs $94,500. I actually have patients who are queued up waiting for insurance approval to see if they can get the medication. They're waiting because they can't shell out nearly $100,000 for a cure. Curiously, in India, the same 12-week course of treatment costs only $900. So something's fishy in terms of the pricing of these drugs. So in this article, Milton Packer, MD, writes, just imagine a company has a new drug that can cure a disease in 90% of patients with one dose. The imagined response from investors, that's great, but your drug's too effective. You won't be able to generate sustainable cash flow with that kind of business plan. The obvious suggestion, could you possibly tweak the drug and make it a little less effective so that people would need to continue to take it on an ongoing basis, so you wouldn't be able to, so you'd be able to generate more money? Well, a company, of course, subject to at least some ethical constraints, is going to say no. Well, investors might respond, well, if you insist on making a drug that cures one dose, we would recommend charging a king's ransom for it. Could we propose that you charge $1 million for a course of treatment? Does that sound ridiculous? Well, there's a new drug that's designed to treat a certain type of blindness. It doesn't cure all forms of blindness, but a very specific type of blindness can be cured with a medication with a single dose. The cost of the medication is $425,000 per eye. That would make it cost $850,000 for a cure. Is it worth it to reverse blindness? Well, that's a big deal, but you kind of get the idea. You want to make more money? Develop drugs that cure nothing, but yet promote long-term use and dependency, those are the big profit earners for the pharmaceutical industry. It's a very interesting analysis. Doesn't support the conspiracy theorists, but it comes pretty close, doesn't it? I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. The program's Intelligent Medicine, 877-726-8255. We'll answer some of your questions momentarily. We'll be right back.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics has a new look. Our bright green box is now bigger and features colorful fruits and vegetables to remind everyone of the healthy ingredients inside that are fermented for over 3 years, producing Dr. O'Hara's world-famous postbiotic metabolites. No other probiotic on the market today has our trademark postbiotics, which are the hallmark of restorative digestive well-being. A pioneer for over 30 years, Dr. O'Hara's probiotics understands that the rapidly growing probiotic market can be confusing. For this reason, we are proud to introduce another aspect on our new box, which features comprehensive and detailed product information. This will help you make an informed purchasing decision based on facts. Our box may be new, but inside is the same trusted probiotic formula that consumers worldwide have depended on for improved digestion for over 30 years. Free of gluten, dairy, allergens, and GMOs. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at natural health retailers everywhere or on Amazon.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman for Carlson Fish Oils. Fish oil provides the vital omega-3s, EPA, and DHA, which support cardiovascular, brain and nerve, vision, immune system, joint, and skin health. Carlson ensures maximum freshness by managing their fish oils from sea to shelf. They source only the highest quality, deep, cold water fish using traditional, sustainable methods. All Carlson fish oils are tested by an FDA-registered laboratory for freshness, potency, and purity, and 28 of their fish oils have received the highest 5-star rating from the International Fish Oil Standards Program. Carlson is the number one selling liquid fish oil brand in the United States. Carlson's award-winning omega-3 nutritional supplements are available in soft gels and liquid form for those who have trouble swallowing supplements or who prefer this delivery method. For more information, go to CarlsonLabs.com. CarlsonLabs.com. Carlson fish oils are available at fine health food stores nationwide.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here, and you can call us 877-726-8255 is our number. It's 877-726-TALK, and Deborah from Springfield, Florida is availing herself of that opportunity. Hi, Deborah.
Hi, Dr. Hoffman. Thanks for taking my call.
My pleasure.
I'm calling because I get a lot of PVCs. I just went to the emergency room last week, and they had me on a monitor for 24 hours.
Yeah, but a Holter monitor.
Yeah, they said they're benign. They said, yes, you're getting them. Mm-hmm. They said, but your heart is a normal rhythm. I've had them before on monitors, but they're out of hand now. Even if I drink water, I start getting them. Mm-hmm. But also, I've had a lot of digestive problems over my life. I've had H. pylori. Mm-hmm. So I tried to explain to them. I said, I think it's the vagus nerve is affected.
Oh,
maybe.
You are so astute, Deborah. That is really a wonderful insight because, yes, the vagus nerve does have an impact on heart rate. And so, you know, the clue is you're not allergic to water. It's just the act of swallowing that does something to your vagus nerve, which sends some electrical impulses to your heart. That may slow the heart, and typically when the heart slows, the pacemaker in the heart wants to catch up and you have an extra beat. So, yeah, brilliant insight. Good for you.
And I tried to explain that to them. I said, I think that maybe because I've had digestive problems, I've had H. pylori, and I never did take the medicine. I'm not a medicine person.
And you look, and they look at you like you were the man from Mars, right? You
know. Yeah, they like roll their eyes up at me. And I said,
exactly.
That's what I'm talking about. I said, after I eat, they come. I said, they're out of hand now. And they said, well, it's all benign. And they told me to take a beta blocker. And I said, no, I'm not taking that. I said, my pulse in the night goes down to 45 when I'm laying down. I said, I'm not doing it.
Right. Yeah.
So my thing is, do you think it has something to do maybe with H. pylori coming back or something?
I'm not so sure it has anything to do with H. pylori. H. pylori may be simply a sign that you have a bum digestive tract, okay? And, you know, we sometimes talk about this microbiome or dysbiosis, you know, an imbalance of the bacteria in your gut. And there is a potential that this is related to your PVCs, it's a little hard to get a handle on the vagus nerve. Actually, there's some new research on vagal nerve stimulation for a myriad of problems, including pain, including depression, including migraines. I mean, the possibilities are very extensive in terms of what the vagus nerve can mediate, because there's crosstalk between the gut and the heart and the gut and the brain and virtually every other part of the body. So, you know, how do you deal with that? Well, you have a form of autonomic nervous system imbalance. Some ways to get a handle on that are through meditation, breathing, yoga. These are more natural ways to approach the vagus. Anybody listening out there who is familiar with acupuncture would know that the vagal nerve is a target sometimes for acupuncture treatments.
Okay.
Among the things that can help, you know, change your diet, try different dietary eliminations, try a paleo diet, try a specific carbohydrate diet, take probiotics to promote the growth of beneficial bacteria. In a little while, we're going to talk about prebiotics for the treatment of osteoarthritis. I mean, the trick is, you know, we know the microbiome is important. The question is, how do we tweak it? How do we foster the growth of good guys and suppress the growth of bad guys when it comes to the gut? The other thing you can do, obviously, for PVCs is make sure you take adequate magnesium in the form of magnesium taurate. Are you taking that?
I take the magnesium, but the glycinate, not the taurate.
No, take the taurate, and you may want to go high, 2, 4, 6, even 8 a day, but beware of the possible side effects, which are...
I know, diarrhea.
Stools, yeah. You might give that a try.
What happens is, Dr. Hoffman, I do have two leaky heart valves, the aorta and mitral, and mitral valve.
Mitral valve prolapse patients are a setup for this. They're very, very prone to this. So other things, coenzyme Q10 would be helpful in moderately high doses. Even ubiquinol at 200 or 300 a day might be helpful for this. All right. I got to share now an announcement for our listeners about a natural way to treat high blood pressure. Okay. If you want to manage your blood pressure without medication, I've got some exciting news about an effective non-drug treatment. It's the Zona Plus, and it's a safe, easy way to lower your blood pressure naturally. It's so effective that it works for 9 in 10 people. And it's one of those treatments that may invoke the vagal nerve response, because that's part and parcel of blood pressure. It's a high-tech smart device that guides you through a patented therapy that's personalized to your unique physiology, and at least 22 clinical studies confirm that regular use can result in an average decrease in blood pressure of 10% or more in just 4 to 8 weeks. If you want to find out more, go to orderzona.com or call toll-free 888-408-6141. That's 888-408-6141. Or orderzona.com. As a listener to Intelligent Medicine, the company is offering you $50 off and free shipping at orderzona.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, listen up. It's me, your immune system. I'm always hard at work defending you against the many disease-causing viruses and bacteria that you are exposed to every day. But sometimes I need help to defeat the bad bugs. Luckily, our friends at Kyolic have come to the rescue. Kyolic has two super immune-enhancing supplements, Kyolic Immune Formula 103 and Kyo Green Harvest Blend Immune Defense. Kyo Green Harvest Blend is a power-packed blend of organic and naturally sourced grasses, ancient grains, fruits, veggies, herbal extracts, and spirulina in a fast-dissolving drink mix for a quick and easy way to support immunity. Kyolic Immune Formula 103 combines immune-boosting nutrients with aged garlic extract. Aged garlic extract has been clinically shown to support a healthy immune response and reduce both the duration and severity of cold and flu symptoms. Help me protect you with Kyolic supplements and nutritional drink mixes to fortify your immune health today. Available at fine natural health retailers.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. Our number is 877-726-8255. And we got a caller from Connecticut. Ellen, welcome.
Hello, Dr. Hoffman. My question is about the new shingles vaccine, Shingrix. And would you recommend it for a 75-year-old and an 83-year-old who've never had the other shingles vaccine?
Okay. Well, let's talk about that. First of all, you know, what's shingles? Shingles is a recurrence of chickenpox, that people who had chickenpox in the pre-chickenpox vaccine era still harbor in their bodies. The virus hides in the nerves and then may come out later in life. It doesn't necessarily come out, but sometimes under conditions of stress or immunosuppression, the virus comes out. And then you have a painful episode of shingles, usually on one side, which corresponds to what's called a dermatome, which means the nerve distribution of a certain nerve coming out of your spine. And that's why it's one-sided. So in the past, we've had Zostavax. And when people ask me about Zostavax, I said, well, you know, six of one, half dozen of the other. It's not that effective. And precisely the very people who might be more devastated by shingles, usually older people who have weak immune systems, it doesn't work that well. It actually has a pretty high failure rate. And so recognizing that, the vaccine makers came up with a new iteration of the shingles vaccine and just came out. It's called Shingrix, Shingrix. And it is claimed to be the only shingles vaccine that's proven to be up to 90% effective in clinical trials, including among older individuals, the very target audience who might want to protect themselves from shingles. So it's now recommended in adults 50 years and older. All adults are candidates for it if you're over 50, and it's being pushed. So the question is it as effective as advertised? Because sometimes in preclinical testing, the results are spectacular, and then when you do the post-marketing studies, when thousands and maybe millions of people take a drug or medication or a vaccine, the results are not as spectacular. Alternatively, are there any side effects that are concerning to us? And so far, yeah, it looks pretty effective, and the side effects seem pretty minimal. And so, again, I would say, you know, you pays your money and you takes your chances. You will get possibly a benefit. There's a chance that you may fail to gain immunity against the shingles and might still come out. But also, you know, I generally suggest to people that they wait a little bit after a new drug or vaccine has been released, perhaps for a year or two, to see if there are any consequences that may have been unforeseen in the initial clinical trials. So that's my position. Now, if someone is at high risk, their immunity is suppressed, maybe there's a stronger rationale for taking the vaccine. Perhaps you're going to undergo cancer chemotherapy, and the concern is, are you going to develop shingles as a result of the cancer chemotherapy? That may be an instance where someone might be more likely to take the leap and try it. Does that help?
Yes, it does. We're in pretty good health, so maybe we'll wait a bit.
Okay, so this is for you. So I will also say that what's interesting about these vaccines is that they generally work better when you take immune support. So in particular, vaccines have been shown to be more effective in people who take adequate amounts of vitamin D. Vitamin D really helps with a vaccine response. So, you know, you want to take an intelligent medicine approach to this, take the best of both worlds. Consider the vaccine, but also support yourself with, you know, good nutritional programs, something for immune support, vitamin D, vitamin C, vitamin E, vitamin A, and things that may help to support immune function. One product that I like is AHCC, brand name Empower. Some of these things you can find at drhoffman.com. You click on the store. And it'll take you to FullScript, where you can access some of the products that I mentioned on this program. So there you go. You know, again, it looks promising. But, you know, let me just point out, and a lot of people may, you know, get this wrong, I'm not inalterably opposed to vaccines. I just think it's important to ask questions. And when it comes to the flu vaccine, it was spectacularly ineffective this year. There's some signs that, for some people, taking the vaccine may somewhat protect them from getting the flu, but once they get the flu, it may result in a more severe case of the flu. There's evidence that by pre-immunizing you against the flu bug, you may sensitize the body to the flu. And when you do get the flu, you may get a stronger immune response, which makes you feel sicker. And that's a concern overall in vaccines. And among the other concerns are, you know, what does it do to your body when you inject adjuvants, things that, like formaldehyde or mercury or aluminum, things that are in vaccines that are a particular concern to our kids. You know, we need to ask questions and not simply, you know, it's not binary. It's not like all or nothing. Vaccine's good, vaccine's bad. I'm pro-vaccine. I'm an anti-vaxxer. I think we need to take a more nuanced approach to vaccines in general. Okay. This item has to do with fatigue. And I just did a fantastic interview with Professor Garth Nicholson, who's an expert on lipid replacement therapy. And that's what this is all about. Lipid replacement therapy is the idea that you can repair damaged cells and maintain the effectiveness of mitochondria with lipid replacement therapy that helps protect the cell membrane. You've heard me talk for a long time about Propax with NT factor. That's a complete vitamin and mineral formula, but a while ago I suggested to nutritional therapeutics that some people may want to keep their favorite multi and still harness the power of NT factors. So healthy aging was born. It's the perfect addition to your current supplement regimen, and it comes with a 45-day money-back guarantee. And for a limited time, when you buy one bottle of healthy aging, you get another one free. So you can see we want you to give it a try. It's helpful for many forms of fatigue, whatever the cause, whether it's age, illness, or just being run down. Just use the coupon code Hoffman at checkout when ordering. I've been taking NT Factor for years, and you can get healthy aging by calling 800-982-9158. It's 800-982-9158. Or go to ntfactor.com. That's ntfactor.com. Okay. It turns out that the microbiome is important in osteoarthritis. Now, we've long thought that osteoarthritis is simply a wear and tear disease. And so if you're overweight, you're putting more stress on your joints, right? Gravity. And that's why you develop pain in your knees. But it turns out that people who are obese also have a lot of inflammation. And the inflammation, the source of the inflammation, may be from the gut. It turns out that a Western diet can harmfully modify the microbes in your gut, increase inflammation throughout the body, and speed deterioration of your joints. So what's interesting is that a common dietary supplement can reverse these effects in mice. So I read this article with great interest, and it turns out that that dietary supplement is something called FOS, fructose oligosaccharides. It's a prebiotic. So one of the ways you can change your microbiome, you can take probiotics, and that's a good idea, but taking prebiotics, either via your diet or via supplements, changes the composition of your microbiome. And in these experimental mice, well, first they fed them a junk food diet, and they made them obese and diabetic, and they also developed a lot of pro-inflammatory bacteria, and they were subject to osteoarthritis. Well, when their diet was supplemented with fructose oligosaccharides, or FOS, the knee cartilage of the obese mice who ate the FOS supplement was indistinguishable from that of the lean mice. So that's a pretty cool idea, is that, yeah, diet can induce inflammation in the body, but you can reverse those effects by either changing your diet, because a diet rich in certain beneficial fibers from fruits and vegetables contains lots of FOS. But if you want a supplement, you can take FOS. It's derived from inulin. This will also help to reduce the inflammation in your body. So very, very cool study illustrating the importance of the gut when it comes to a common problem, knee pain. Consider FOS and add it to your armamentarium of supplements that you use to stave off joint pain, along with glucosamine sulfate and things like niacinamide, fish oil, MSM, and so on. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. Our number, 877-726-8255, and we'll be right back to talk about the gluten-free diet and how sometimes, inadvertently, small amounts of gluten can sneak in there and subvert the efforts of people to reduce their symptoms through gluten-free diet. This is Intelligent Medicine.
Stop breathing right now. No, really, hold your breath. This is how it feels when you're stuffed up due to colds, flu, pollen, dander, post-nasal drip, or any other reason. That's when you need clear saline nasal spray, the only spray with the power of xylitol. That simple saline solution you're using is only doing half the job. It's just rinsing. In multiple research studies, xylitol has been shown to reduce bacterial adhesion and help keep your nose moist and clean much longer than saline alone, making Clear more effective at washing away that nasty gunk in your nose. Clear is so powerful, it's been granted over 11 patents. So step up from that wimpy saline spray to something that actually works faster and better at getting you the relief you need to start breathing now. And if your doctor isn't talking to you about Clear for your congestion, maybe you need to get a new doctor. You don't just rinse your hands, why would you just rinse your nose? Clear saline nasal spray with xylitol. Available at Walmart, CVS, Whole Foods, Rite Aid, and everywhere else. Or clear.com. That's X-L-E-A-R.com. Now go wash your nose.
As a longtime complementary medicine practitioner, I know how important it is to ensure that the supplements I prescribe are genuine, professional grade, and effective. That's why I use FullScript as my online dispensary so I can send my patients, as well as Intelligent Medicine listeners, the exact products they need. If you're a healthcare provider, do what I did and sign up for a free FullScript account. Just go to fullscript.com/intelligentmedicine. It's the easiest way for you to prescribe the exact supplement protocols your patients need. FullScript stocks the very highest quality supplements, some of which are very hard to find elsewhere. The best part, FullScript sends out refill reminders, so it's totally effortless for your patients to stay on track with their supplement protocols. It's safe, secure, and HIPAA-compliant, and they offer world-class support. Improve patient outcomes, rest easier knowing your patients are getting exactly what you prescribed them. FullScript is the most trusted source for professional-grade supplements. Sign up for a free FullScript account at fullscript.com/intelligentmedicine. That's fullscript.com/intelligentmedicine.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here, and 877-726-8255 is our number. Intelligent Medicine is the theme, best of high-tech medicine, the best of natural therapies. We put those together for you each weekend here on Intelligent Medicine. And interesting article in the Wall Street Journal entitled The Dilemma of a Gluten-Free Diet. How many of you have had the experience, if you have bona fide celiac disease or merely a gluten intolerance, that you eat something that purports to be gluten-free, or maybe you go to a restaurant and they assure you that everything is gluten-free, and you end up feeling sick? Well, that's a common scenario, and a new study sheds light on why that might happen. They quote here, Lee Graham, who is the executive director of the National Celiac Association, a nonprofit that advocates for people with celiac disease. And she says that what's frustrating is that she can feel sick even when she's eating what is supposed to be a gluten-free meal. And now an article in the American Journal of Clinical Nutrition may provide a clue as to why. It turns out that in this study, they found that a high percentage of products and meals that purport to be gluten-free exceed the threshold for gluten that can cause symptoms. Now, it's not really clear how much gluten is required to make you feel sick if you have true celiac disease. It's not like a peanut allergy or a shellfish allergy where just a, like, you know, the kiss of death. You know, a boy kisses a girl who is peanut allergic. He just had a peanut butter and jelly sandwich, and the tiny trace of peanut butter molecules on his lips can put her into anaphylactic shock and kill her. There's actually been some instances of that. No, it's not that bad, but it turns out that the threshold for some people may be lower or higher, depending on the individual. And the agreed-upon amount that is the amount that usually triggered symptoms is 250 milligrams. So if you think about your vitamins and your supplements, most of the supplements you take are anywhere from 250 milligrams to 1,000 milligrams in size. So amount of gluten that you can find in an average vitamin supplement is enough to trigger symptoms, and that's not very much. But the American Journal of Clinical Nutrition study used data from three prior clinical trials to estimate how much gluten 246 celiac patients were ingesting. And the study found that on average, patients were ingesting 200 to 250 milligrams of gluten a day. And that's well within the range of what can trigger symptoms. So the headline here is that it's almost impossible to consume a true gluten-free diet, especially if you use what are purported to be gluten-free products, because they all have really tiny but significant residues of gluten in, and that can add up. The Food and Drug Administration requires that packaged foods labeled gluten-free contain fewer than 20 parts per million of gluten. But that's the equivalent of 20 milligrams of gluten in 1 kilogram of food. So that's a pretty low threshold, but Gluten-Free Watchdog, a group that tests packaged gluten-free foods, has found that foods test at or above 20 parts per million of gluten about 4% of the time. So it's kind of a Russian roulette when it comes to avoiding gluten. So another part of this article talks about, you know, since this is such a prevalent problem, it's so hard to truly avoid gluten, talks about new potential treatments for gluten intolerance. There's trials from companies that are creating gut sealing products. When you take in gluten and you have celiac disease, you develop leaky gut. And there's a company that expects to launch a phase three trial later this year for a drug called lorazepide acetate that would be taken before each meal to seal the gut, and protect it from the effects of gluten inadvertently consumed. Another company is working on a vaccine. It's called Nexvax2, but it doesn't. It's not like a vaccine that will prevent celiac disease, but you take it as a weekly self-injection to maintain non-responsiveness to gluten. Other companies are working on other solutions, but they're all in the research phase. So there may be hope in the future for sufferers of gluten intolerance, but the best policy is to do the best you can and avoid products that might have concealed amounts of gluten. Okay, here's an item that kind of substantiates something that I've been talking about for a long time, which is calcium testing of the coronary arteries. You know, somebody checks in, they've just been to the doctor says your cholesterol is high and you need to go on a statin. Well, what I do as part of a second opinion, I do a complete analysis of their risk factors. I might do more extensive testing than just cholesterol and HDL and triglycerides alone. We'll do a deeper dive on risk factors such as homocysteine and Lp(a), and slice and dice the LDL particle size. But the ultimate test is calcium testing of the coronary arteries. It's called the EBT heart scan. We recommend it for a lot of patients. And now, research suggests, this is from Intermountain Medical Center, Medical Center Heart Institute in Salt Lake City, that calcium testing in the coronary arteries is a better way to predict heart attacks than stress testing alone. I say duh, because stress testing, you have to have pretty bad blockage before your stress test is abnormal. But researchers say that this ignored technology is precisely what we ought to be doing to suss out who's at risk for cardiovascular disease. So it's an underutilized test. It's not even reimbursed by insurance companies, but it should be used as a way of screening who's at risk and who's not, who might avoid taking statins unnecessarily. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. 877-726-8255 is our number. We got another hour for your questions coming up.
Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman. As I continue to look for more ways to fulfill my pledge to provide the information you need to make informed choices about your health and wellness, I've developed a simple way for you to access curated supplement protocols previously available only to patients in my private practice. Just go to drhoffmanstore.com. You'll find easy-to-follow links to not only the best individual products, but also to my brand new Intelligent Medicine Lifestyle Supplement Protocols that combine the products I recommend to achieve your specific goals, heart health, immunity support, and much more. We provide only the highest quality supplements, some of which are very hard to find elsewhere. It's the easiest way for you to get the exact combination of targeted supplements you need in order to follow the Intelligent Medicine Lifestyle. And for a limited time, you'll also receive free shipping on all of your store orders. For more details on each of the protocols and to take advantage of these special offers, just go to drhoffmanstore.com. That's drhoffmanstore.com.